What couldn't be done?
What do you mean?
40 years of Hawkwave, of course.
Oh, yes.
Yes, 40 years. It's still going now.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that, do you?
Nothing at all.
We're certainly not saying pollution. Anyway, yes, greetings everyone out there in shiny little CD world, listening world. This is the crew of the spaceship Hawkwind. Here we are in the hallowed Hall of Heroes. Around us arrayed the magnificent trophies that have gathered over the years, but not yet an award. Isn't that right, Dave? Not yet an award.
I'm just tuning the radio. What was that? Hang on a minute. Let's just tune things in and...
It's not really a radio.
Right, now, what was that? What couldn't be done, did you say? What couldn't be done? 40 years of
Hawkwind. They want serious information. Yeah, 40 years of Hawkwind.
Would you feel like you were?
No, I may look like... No, but you were. You were there the whole time.
I look like I have.
That's why this is an audio... This is why this is an audio-only CD.
No, don't stress.
Wait a minute. Right, yeah, we have here Dibs, the mighty Dibs with us, who thrust his bait skyward. Here he is. Introduce yourself. Tell them about your role.
Bringing the bass. 12 years. It's always been fun, and it's always an honour.
What about you, Niall? How do you feel about joining the band?
Well, I am. I'm having a wonderful time. Thank you very much. What a fine
show. No, we want serious, candid answers to these questions. We can't just be jolly all the time.
How do you feel, Niall?
Come on, how do you feel?
Just
on top of the world?
Not that bleating.
He's on top of the world. Down on creation.
Roger E. Pudding story.
Now look here! Stop this working. Is nothing to do with Hawkwind.
Through thick and thin. He's working, it's not that.
Yes. Hello, shiny CD listeners. It's me, Richard again.
Longest-serving member of the Good Ship Hawkwind.
Yes, and there's not a line that doesn't show it. Yes. There's not a grey hair that doesn't. Yes, it isn't worn as a badge of pride. Yes, absolutely.
And time marches on.
Aye, indeed. Many a mailed hero's foot has trod these hoary flagstones ere we played. Eh? Mm. In this band, how many people have been in it?
Well, I think Pete Frame gave.
Nothing in the world of rock music.
Heck,
I mean, people have come and gone and come back.
It's like the shifting tides of the sea itself, Dave. Yes. Members come, members go. and they leave with such happy hearts to have joined and played.
Actually, sounding like a
load of geese. Well, that's not strictly true. It always devolves to the lowest.
4,000 geese.
We are. This hoary hall of heroes, I might add, listeners, is in actual fact situated in a most rural aspect. And today the sun lances through the high windows of the grey stone walls. Yes, and through the
trees.
Yes, deer, rabbits, and other vermin run free. In this sacred nature sanctuary that surrounds this hoary hall, wherein we make our music. And as Dave has said, we are indeed having our lunch break.
You made coffee, sir?
I certainly have, yes.
Excellent.
Go and have some. Now, Niall, I wanted to ask you something. Now, you used to be a teacher. How does it feel not being a teacher?
Much better, thank you.
It does. Yes. Is that because you're in Hawkwind or just because you're not a teacher?
Both.
Right, both. A few words, but you're a great character all the same, Peter.
I don't have any words today.
Come on.
We've got to maintain some momentum.
All right, I said I wouldn't perform in the nude, but seeing as how there's gaps in the dialogue, I'm going to turn up right now. Dave, I'm going to ask a few candid questions for the listeners out there. Here's the first one. How long did it take to make this LP? What's it called? Blood of the Sun?
Too long.
The soup in the bun.
Too long.
I mean, time. I mean, you've been at this for 40 years. Does time make any difference? I mean, you know, does the world need another Hawkwind album?
Time machine, you mean?
Yes,
yeah.
the world definitely needs another Hawkwind album.
Now you're avoiding the issue, Dave. I'll ask another question. All right, now.
A year and a half.
That's jolly long. How long did the Pink Floyd make that Dark Side of the Moon? Or what was the other one? Rumours. Was it as long as a year and a half?
Oh, longer.
Well, the next one we make is going to be even slower, I'm sure.
No, it'll take less time.
Well, anyway, yes. The next question I would like to pose to you, Dibs, actually. Now... Oh, I'm just going to pause for a moment because I do like the sound. Oh, yes, where were we? Yes, the candid question. Dibsy, what's it like living the dream? I've got a question for you, Richard.
Yeah, go on now. What is it?
I want to know why you've been in this band for so long.
That's put me on the spot, actually, Banks. I don't really know. I wasn't expecting a question like that. I suppose, I'm a creature of habit. I think you could probably say that.
Oh, God, yes, you are, aren't you? Yeah. You're just chained to your habits, aren't you, Richard?
Look, Badger, look, this is a proper interview.
Over to you, Dave. Let's change the subject.
What's that? Sorry, I was...
Is it you making those horrible noises?
What did you say?
You call that music? You call that music? I mean, that's the slow hand clap. Right, that's it, I'm off. Right.
I'm sorry about that. Badger's gone now. I mean, if there are any more candid questions to be asked, ask them amongst yourselves.
Thank you.
Hey, the best time is always now.